Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Michael Hanford.
Today I'm going to work on being closer to the microphone.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up, Bud Seltz? Stylies.
Nice. Hey Tim,
nice, dude.
Are you going to work on your mic technique as well?
Bud Seltz. I bet I blew it out when
perfect.
I did that.
Perfect.
It blew out your ass.
Blew out your ass.
Stop it.
Blew out your ass. Blew out your butt.
Oh, that's the perfect rap.
That's the new rap. Well, you blew out your ass and you blew out your butt.
I just don't see them as being mutually exclusive, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing about, modern music. You can kind of go take it anywhere you want.
Sure. I mean, Hey, also, still no rhyme.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Which I think is very interesting.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not on mic. Now I'm on mic.
There you go. Thank you.
We can hear that cling clang of your little heater rattling
away back there. The heater's really going at it tonight. It's these pre-war buildings. It's got charm, but it's tough when you're recording your podcast.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And I went down the street to the to my congressman. I said, hey, I'm trying to make podcasts. He said, well, that's not my problem.
No.
That's not part of your lease.
Nope.
Except then, when it's an election year and this congressman is campaigning, it's going to be, oh, Mike, is your pod okay? Anything I can do?
I said, I carry a lot of weight around here. He says, yeah, and your fucking ass. I said, all right.
Oh, hey, watch it.
You're done, buddy.
Watch it, bud.
I'm not voting for you. It's probably all those cheesesteaks you've been eating. Okay.
Enough of that.
Enough of that shit right now. Karate chop.
Well,
yes,
we got a lot to get into today.
We've got a big one today.
This is a special. I would call this a special. How we did a Trinidad Sour special. This is not a normal episode. This is like, let's just say that the numbers are going to be off the charts for this episode. Mm-hmm.
This is kind of combining. Well, let's not get into that yet. We need to get in some bop.
Ooh. Mm.
Yes. Yep, some
borp.
Wow, it's really evolved. We need to get into some bop.
I wouldn't mind some
go ahead, Jeff.
Zombie margarita, brandy Alexander, the lights out to flan back. You've had and would order again. You've had and would order again.
Appointment,
speaking only in terms of the body.
What custard dripping?
Yellow mellow custard dripping from a dead dog's eye.
Is that a Beatles reference?
It's a Beatles lyric. Yellow mellow custard. What song is that? Dripping from a dead dog's eye.
Goo goo gajube. I'm the walrus.
Right.
There you go.
That's right. Yes.
That was You've Had by Red Fabry, a.k.a. Danny Noonan, on the Sloppy Boys Discord. And if you've got a booze news theme, email it to the Sloppy Boys Podcast at gmail.com. What a masterpiece.
Damn. That was a mashup of everything. A mashup of them all.
I like how he said almost no words that weren't a drink or an expression from the pod. There was no connective tissue whatsoever.
Yeah.
I like the phrasing of you've had and would order again.
I like the song, but that part especially, I thought, Tim, maybe he should have been like, get back to where you once belong.
Oh, I could see that being really good.
It could be good. They could make a whole documentary about that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, worked for the Fab Four, didn't it?
Yep, the Fabulous Four. Sure, the Fabulous 14. Do you think he was doing all of our drinks that we've done?
Do you think he could fit 67 drinks in there?
I don't know if he crammed
there?
Them all.
Yeah.
How do you cram all that gram?
Vesper yellow bird. And that's right. That's all I can remember.
Made me kind of nostalgic, huh? Kind of like Manhattan. When JoJo thinks about Tucson, it's probably the way that he feels.
Yeah.
Well, great job, Red Fabry.
Very good.
Great work. Let's send us more. You're a wonderful musician. But we have booze news to get into. Yeah. Today's top story. This was a lot of. Oh, you do?
Well, you go first.
Okay.
I think you got the same one I do.
Well, is yours Broth Tales?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I saw the Broth Tales.
How did you know I had Broth Tales?
I saw it last night on my phone, and I said, just in time for booze news.
Oh, good. I like tales. Jeff. I like that you're putting the feelers out. This is good.
Of course. I'm a professional.
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes you kind of seem like you don't give a flying fuck anymore. A lot of slopheads sent us this, and my sister brought it to my attention, but this is Campbell's Soup. is promoting very hard cocktails that you use their broths in. Did you check it out, Jeff? Because the funniest part to me was that I went
Campbell's
to
Canada.
Oh, okay, because it's cold up there.
.ca?
My favorite part was I went to the website to see the recipes, and you had to enter your age like you do on liquor websites. But it's just funny to be going to a Canadian soup website and be like, yeah. Also, here's a funny thing. Anytime I go to, when I go to a website where you have to enter your age, I feel like I scroll all the way back to 1983 and tell the truth for no reason. Like
I know
you could just have to say you were born in 2001, but
just
I keep
wing
scrolling.
It down there.
I put whatever day and whatever month, but then I go all the way back down to because I haven't redone the math.
I will say the one good thing about the IBA website is that it's just, are you above 21?
Yeah.
Yes or
no.
Then, you know, you have to load it again and it comes back up, but it's, you don't have to scroll.
Yeah, you know, you got to accept the cookies and accept the chat box and
you got a lot of work.
Accept
to do.
The cookies? Okay.
We're not
doing Sesame Street hour.
Here are the drinks that Campbell's wants you to whip up. Mushroom truffle daiquiri. Pho mango bourbon sour. Thai chicken Negroni.
That one, I feel like I don't know how, like, you know, pho mango, you're like, okay, so you can make a drink out of that. But I really felt like Thai chicken Negroni.
Yeah.
And what else?
And then pork ramen mezcal margarita.
And these are all just broths, right? There's no meat or vegetables in these soups.
No, they're savory. Like, they They are chicken broth that you're adding in.
Yeah, it's like it's stock. It doesn't have any.
Okay, it's stock. It's not like a
floating it. But it is. I mean, this is interesting because of the fucking bullshot, right? I feel like maybe somebody, maybe a bullshot, which is beef broth and vodka, yeah, popped up on like Instagram on like 70s dinner party or something, and that somebody up at Campbell's Canada was like, we should be taking advantage of this, man.
That's what I think is so funny. Is like, I hadn't heard of, I wouldn't know what a bullshot is unless we did this podcast. That
oh, you haven't seen Caddyshack?
Well, yes.
okay, continue.
But
okay.
I wouldn't have looked into what that is. Anyway, the bullshot is so abstract that then they said, okay, let's just go all in and make this a new campaign where we do a bunch of different soups.
I feel like the Campbell's Canada test kitchen was slacking off a little bit with these recipes because I'm looking at them and all of them, those are classic cocktails, right? It's like daiquiri, whiskey sour, Negroni, yeah, and margarita. They're all classics, and yeah, they're just pretty much the standard recipes plus a soup.
But it's like sneaking a little bit of soup.
And it's just not, they didn't do any clever swapping. Like the Thai chicken Negroni, we know it's in a Negroni, gin, Campari, and sweet vermouth. And then also Thai chicken soup.
Well, you know what they also say on that one is like, it also features some Thai chicken ice cubes. And they want you to freeze the broth and put it in as cubes.
I'm not.
Freeze the broth.
Cold soup, frozen soup. It's a funny thing with the daiquiri too. Like mushroom truffle has nothing to do with a daiquiri. And it's like rum, sugar, lime, plus this weird fucking truffle soup on top of it. I think that I would. I could see myself liking a pork ramen mezcal margarita because, yeah, I mean, it's probably gross, but it's probably the best. Mezcal is smoky, pork is salty to me. Yeah.
There's like savory. I've had a cold piece of chicken or a cold hot dog or hamburger, but there's, yeah, that's not bad. But a like cold soup, I do not like. I don't know why, what the difference is, but. No thanks.
But it's in the cocktail. It's more you're thinking of it too much in soup terms, Mike. That's you know what your problem is?
yeah. What is my
that's problem?
See, you got to be thinking in terms of cocktails. Who cares that you're at Campbell's.ca?
You got to be thinking. You got to think in terms of broth tails. The word is great. Broth tails is probably why this got picked up online. It's just such a funny fucking word.
Broth tails.
Yeah, it is a just like a the idea of broth is like, ooh, I've never had it. They'll get one or two people who'll be like, maybe I'll try that, and they'll sell.
I wonder,
two extra cans.
Well, I'm into it because of the bullshot also, and I poked through the recipes. The pork ramen broth, the pork ramen mezcal margarita wants you to reduce the broth. Like Jesus. We did with the we did with the New York shrub.
Yeah.
And make a more concentrated, flavorful broth with sugar to put into your marg.
The other thing is, wait, how much of the soups are you putting in each drink?
A gallon.
It's like half an ounce.
Half an ounce. Oh, okay. That's not bad.
Well, they're all different because, like, how do you calculate the Thai chicken ice cubes? I don't know.
What do you think? Is this fully a publicity stunt, or do you think that they think that anyone would do this?
I'm getting the idea these days that we've talked about before is just doing something weird and getting your name out there.
Yep.
What people do. And this is Campbell's, who probably doesn't have a ton of money to throw out. I was like, well, we're not actually going to make these and sell them, but we can give the recipes out.
Right. This is the cheapest. They didn't have to like make a vodka like Lay's or Arby's did. This one, they just did some graphic design and put this out on Twitter for people to laugh at. But yeah, I think that it's sort of like a playing it safe publicity stunt versus like, did you guys see fucking like the Pabst Twitter?
Mm-mm. Nah.
Like early January, Pabst tweeted like, hey, if you're trying to drink dry January and you don't want to drink, why don't you try eating ass? And then everyone was like, what the fuck? And then there was like a few other crazy tweets like that. And then Pabst was like, we're sorry. That person has been fired. We're sorry. But it's, I was like,
person was promoted. What are you talking about?
Yeah. That's the fucking CEO.
Who's running their Twitter these days? Meg the.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's funny you say Pabst's Twitter. It makes me think of a Pabst blue check mark.
Yeah. These days, instead of ribbons, we verify people.
You've got to verify.
You know, when the verification started, it was like, hey, there's people impersonating celebrities on here. So if you're a celebrity and you're being impersonated, we'll verify you so people know it's the real you. Mm. And then at some point, verification, you know, we kind of turned it into just a status symbol. Now, if you like look it up, like click on like Twitter help or whatever and look into being verified, it's not about like, oh, we just want to make sure it's the real celebrity so that they're not copied. It's like their definition of verification is like, you are a person of style and class, and we've decided to award upon you. You're better than the hoi polloi.
Oof.
It's
gross. I don't know if I'm always kind of seeing the copycat Bev Mysterious Twitter accounts, and I don't know what celebrity gossip I'm getting or not getting.
Yeah, there's a lot of fake ones out
there. Now I saw her recently do a cheese one. I don't know. I liked it, but I said, Beverly, I don't know what you're doing.
Probably taking down the dairy industry is my
you
guess
gotta,
on that.
You gotta think.
Any other booze news?
Let me see. I don't have anything for Hand versus Hobbies this week.
Oh, man.
He crapped out pretty fast.
No, so it's not a crap out thing. It is a when I want to thing.
Well, Mike, when you're trying to establish something, you want to have like a steady drumbeat.
And you establish it with your first segment of Hanford's Hobbies was, a music recommendation, a TV recommendation. Southside. Not.
Yeah.
Oh, I did listen to that guy, Brad Goodall.
And?
Should call him Brad Greatall.
Yeah, he should. He's a good song.
I loved it.
And Jeff, what did you delve in any of Hanford's Hobbies?
I did. I listened to that one song and I loved it.
Oh, good.
There you go.
Hey,
I am glad about that. And,
so just to put a bow on these broth tales, are we gonna, I don't think anybody's going to make them. If we're not going to make them, nobody's going to make
I'm not making
these
this.
Things. I don't think one person's going to make a broth tale.
I feel conflicted because it's like if we do it, I kind of do want to do it, but I don't want to feel like a pawn who's fucking taking the bait and being like, my podcast is doing the funny thing.
They're relying like on people hoping, like us to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
I think by the time we do it next week, and then it comes out a week after, and then nobody's thinking about broth tales anymore.
Yeah, they've probably
this
moved
is such
on
a
to-
small wave. This is not a surfable wave, my man.
So by the time we come out with our thank right, you for yeah. putting in terms.
Finally, terms I can get. Yeah,
and so. And if you're talking about surfing to me and Jeff, that is what you should talk about is non-surfable waves because all of them are really. No, I'm sure that by the time we come out with our broth tale episode, everyone will be on to the next soup craze.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everyone, we're doing the chowder challenge.
we're crumbling up weed in our chowder now. Okay.
Oh, okay. Hey, I made a pot of silly chili. I'm going to go viral.
Silly chili, that's
Jesus
good.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Silly chili.
Hmm. Well, is that it for booze news?
Wrap it up.
Yep. We'll wrap up Hanford's Hobbies here. Here you go. And then you can wrap up booze news.
Great, I don't think that if news. You don't have anything for Hanford's Hobbies, it's not a
song. Yeah, and I actually didn't really open it yet. We didn't do the theme song. So no Hanford's Hobbies to worry about this week. Hanford's Hobbies, always live, always on the Sloppy Boys podcast. When we decide to do it, when I decide to do it.
Yeah, Hanford's you can't Hobbies. Find it anywhere else.
You can't find Hanford's Hobbies anywhere else.
This is your number one destination for Hanford's Hobbies. That's it for booze news.
Gross.
What's your hobby?
What? I can't do one fart.
Somebody's been eating too many broth tales.
Broth tales sounds like a stories about soup, which chicken soup for the soul.
Mike, I get one last word on Hanford's Hobbies.
Sure.
You're
well.
You...
Hold on. So we have to open it back up.
No. It's this is more of a clapback.
Oh, shit. Oh, boy.
You have interesting hobbies. You're a guy. Yeah. You go out and you play basketball. You're a sporty man, and you ski and you take part in stuff. Why are those not making it into Hanford's hobbies?
Because when I came up with the idea for Hanford's hobbies, those were the two things I was interested in. Now, I haven't played basketball in a few weeks because it's been so cold, and I haven't skied yet this year. So when I do those things, you will be the first to know.
Okay, good.
Just here's a clap back. You don't worry about what's happening in the Hanford Hobbies office. You worry about you be the front office for the booze news. That's yours. It's love it. We love it. It's great.
That's true. I'm the editor in chief. It's a lot of responsibility. I should be focusing on that. Yeah,
and and you should be focusing because right now one of your the guys in your bullpen brought the same story you did. So there you go.
That's true. You don't see that at like the big news outlets, like the New York Times. You never look above the fold and see one story and then look below the fold in a different
same
report.
Story.
Right.
Same story worded a little differently from a different reporter.
Same picture of the event from a different angles.
Yeah. See, they would catch that. They would catch that.
They would have to, or else they would not be so lauded.
Yeah.
Now, today's episode, yeah, it's exciting.
Hell yeah.
But it also feels like maybe things got away from us on the Seltzer front.
Yep.
Yeah. Now we have two packs in the wild that we have not covered. And this episode, to me, kind of feels like we're coming in on a Sunday to kind of catch up with our clerical duties.
You know? Yeah.
So to recap, we had the flannel pack, which they were sent to me. Thank you guys for doing that. And then one blew up in the air, so I had three of them. Then I couldn't find the Christmas ones. Could you guys?
No, we get
all this stuff.
Christmas 2020, we had the ugly sweater pack.
Yeah.
But Christmas 2021, they had like Seltzer Nog, and we didn't have that. We didn't have that second ugly sweater pack.
Right.
Oh, right.
There have been some in the meantime. There was like an alien pack.
Wait, what? I didn't even hear it.
I don't know if I have
an alien pack.
Yeah, it was like the classified alien pack.
What the fuck?
They don't like sell all these. I mean, you also know they have lemonades and they had iced teas.
They should have brought that to my front door.
Yeah, you like alien stuff.
The seltzer one, I mean, the sour one was getting buzz amongst the slop heads, and we noted it, but we hadn't seen it around. And then we were kind of saying maybe we're done playing right into Bud Light's hands and doing all their seltzers, but we got excited when we heard about the hard soda.
Right. Yeah. I could take or leave the sour.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I haven't had it. So then
we're doing both of them because we said we're going to do them, but we're going to have a head-to-head competition.
Yeah, we're framing it up as a head-to-head. Who will come out on top? Bud Light versus Bud Light.
Yeah, I like to say, like, yeah, I guess we'll just sort of frame it as, and then try to really sell the showdown. Oh, yes! Oh, yes!
So how should we do this, then? Should we do, like, each drink is worth a point, and then
they play for teams
on each side?
I don't think we should go head-to-head flavor by flavor. I think we should have all of the sours, because they came out first, ruminate upon them. Mm-hmm. Then I think we should have all of the hard sodas, ruminate upon them. Then the two of us, you know, the three of us meditate over the break into segment three. Mm-hmm. And then we're final thoughts. You just name a winning pack.
Winning pack. Okay.
I think that's the way to go.
All right.
And we're finishing all the cans. We decided.
Yeah.
barfing at the end of the show. But what else is there to say? I mean, they keep coming out with these packs. If you want a bomb ass history on Budweiser, listen to a year ago in our episode about the ugly sweater pack. I did a whole timeline of events about Anheuser-Busch and Budweiser. We don't have to redo that.
Mm-mm.
We're just ready to crack open these cans, man.
And you know what? These are great episodes because when you present a drink, sometimes you forget entirely that you're presenting it. And in these cases, it's nice to just walk to the fridge and crack them and rank them.
Yeah.
Are you speaking of the penicillin incident?
Yes, yes.
You don't have to muddle. You don't have to say, oh, what size cube do I need? Am I shaking? Mm-hmm. Wrong. I don't need to get the Luxardos out. I don't need to amble down the street to buy a 12-ounce bottle of something I'm going to use as a spray for one shot.
Sure,
as a fucking spray.
But what you will have is the flavors of these that you don't like are going to be in your fridge all week, and then you're going to be avoiding them, and then you'll have nothing else. You run out of beers, and you say, oh, fine, I'm having like a fucking sour, sour green apple.
Yeah, that's the thing, too. You can only buy these in 12-packs. I was on a jog the other morning, and it was like, you know, I was wrapping up at about 10 o'clock. I was like, oh, I got to see if I can find these things. I walk into a grocery store. I'm walking out with two big 12-packs of seltzers in a fucking morning.
Hell yeah. That's my boy. All right. You want to get into it?
Are we bringing back my sours first? Cans? Okay, let's just do sours first.
Yeah, let's just do sour first. Keep them cold.
Stay cold.
Yeah. Great.
All right, folks. We'll see you back here after these messages.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something, and you go, I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell a therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest, have a great time.
We'll be right back.
we're back with four flavors of the seltzer sour pack.
Sour. What order you guys want to do? Because, you know, I'm seeing some familiar faces, like Blue Raspberry was in their tie-dye kind of a thing. Yeah. What's the most, would you say lemon or green apple is the best way in if you want to start with the most on the nose sour seltzer?
Yeah, I mean, lemon is the sourest of all.
Yeah.
So maybe we go lemon, then green apple, then blue raspberry, then watermelon? Lemon.
Yeah. I'm thinking I'm going to like watermelon. This can looks good to me.
Now, if I recall, the Retro Summer Tie-Dye Pack, while not tasting very good, we enjoyed the nostalgia.
Just faking.
And I think the blue raspberry was one we all liked. We were like, right. Oh, this is a fakiness that we liked from when we were kids.
It was the Rocket Pop was the what we
Rocket
concluded.
Pop. Yep.
All right. Let's get on this lemon. And we probably should just kind of be like, talk about it a little bit because we have so many damn things to
do. Yeah, there's a lot of tasting, mm-hmm. and this is bad podcasting overall. So.
Crack them.
Lemon, go!
Oh, no, 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 no.
That is sour.
I mean, it's really just, it feels like a very lemony
Snicket.
Seltzer.
It's like... In general, though, the problem, when we dislike a seltzer, it's usually too much flavor, good or bad. And when we like a seltzer, it's usually like, oh, they chilled out on the flavor. You know, right. Like Topo Chico is mild.
This feels like the nacho cheesier version of normal seltzer.
There's a taste in there that I can't, it's not good. It's not good.
Okay.
There's an artificial taste. Oh, I'm moving on to the next one. Sorry.
Yeah, me too.
There's a saltiness to that lemon too that reminds me of their classic marg.
Oh, this is green apple, not lime. I thought this was lime.
It's green apple.
Yeah, this seems like the most the one you would get the most. Like the one they would hit the most.
See, we're seeing a lot of the same flavors come around though, because we've had apple in the form of apple crisp.
Mm. Ah, yes. This one doesn't have those doughy notes to it.
That's interesting.
I mean, this one tastes straightforward. Tastes like candy.
Tastes like sour apple, which I don't like. So, good job of a flavor I don't like.
I know. Did any of you guys sour Jeff when you had candy as a kid? Did you give a flying fuck about sour apple? I didn't.
No.
No.
Sour apple. Were there these big kind of big lollipops that were Mike. Sour apple?
What did you just say? So, was that Charms was Pop or something like that?
Sour apple. Yeah, maybe.
Sour apple. Because I was like, that's the only thing.
It was like a nerdy kid holding an apple or like bonked off his head.
It's Charms. It's Blow Pops from Charms.
It's Charms. Ooh, right. Blow Pops are good.
Okay, I think the green apple is better just because it's on the nose for the sour thing. It didn't have a weird side effect, but I still wouldn't say I like it. Yeah. Blue Raz.
Crack it. Crack it. Smack it.
Smell is good.
Mm-hmm.
Smells great.
Ooh. Hmm. Fakey, but Jeffy likes.
Very close to that popsicle thing, though.
Yeah, the aftertaste is that nostalgic taste we love. I don't really know why it's sour, because blue raspberry shouldn't really be sour. Yeah.
Do you guys think these are really even all that sour? Like,
no.
If I have a sour beer, like a real sour beer, the glands in my neck like tighten up.
You turn into the Warhead guy, yeah.
Yeah. I get a little like, now these.
Yeah. Yeah, you get a little.
Yeah, a little.
I get a little.
I get a little. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. Now, this does taste like no more sour than like a Mike's Hard Lemonade or something.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm going to say something. You know what synesthesia is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that where you see tastes and you
sense
taste colors?
Color. Like you apply colors to the thing. I don't have synesthesia, but in this one moment, I just drank that lemon one again.
Yeah.
I see the color brown. You know what I mean? There's something to it.
Is that what they want, you think?
I don't think that's what they want. I don't think that's what they want, but for some reason.
I like it. I'm seeing like the Fibonacci sequence, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
I'm seeing like fractals.
Fibonacci.
I'm
Jeff, I mean, Mike, maybe you're seeing your future and that there's some brown in your future after drinking these.
It could be anything, right, well, Mike. Mike, it could be anything.
Yeah, that's true.
Watermelon.
This is the one I think I'm going to like the most.
Hang on.
Ooh. Smells like hand lotion.
Oh, no.
This is the watermelon flavor in here.
Oh.
It's not the taste of a real watermelon. It's a candy watermelon flavor, like watermelon gum.
And it tastes like two tastes. It's like the flat watermelon and the sharp sour if it, versus the others feel together.
Yeah, with the first two, the sour built off the flavor. These last two, there's just random ass sour in there.
It leaves like a yeasty taste in my mouth or something.
Brown yeast.
Brown yeast. Phew.
My favorite is the blue raspberry just because of the memories of being a little kid eating a pop.
You don't have to. Oh, are we doing what we like best of each one?
We don't have to. I'm just spouting off.
Early reflections. That's all this is.
Okay.
Do these have colors to them? I can't see the liquid.
Pour some in your hand.
I don't think they do. They do? Oh, yeah. I see pink watermelon.
That's exciting.
Now what color do you see?
Okay.
Brown.
Oh, yeah. The water's brown.
I can't believe I'm going to have to drink all this shit after the podcast because I don't know how to let things go to waste and I'm going to get really drunk on a random ass night. It sucks. But you know what? I'm watching basketball later tonight, so it's kind of fun.
You are. You got standing plans to watch basketball?
I do. I'm going to watch basketball.
I'm watching basketball, Jerry.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Folks, when we come back, we'll see if the challenger has what it takes to take down the champ.
Yeah, contender. I don't know if this is the champ.
This is the champ. Oh, my God.
Let's see if the hard. I'll say this. I'm excited to taste these hard sodas. I've been thinking about it.
Sodas, I want it.
The cherry cola. We're all big fans of cherry cola. And if they did it right, they could be onto something.
They did it right. Mm-hmm. Good night. Okay.
Folks, we'll see you in a sec.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
And we're back with classic cola, cherry cola, citrus soda, and orange soda. That's right. It's the hard soda pack.
I want to go in the order that you just said, too.
What was that?
Classic, well, I think cherry,
cola,
orange.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Great.
I feel like I should have done a swish my mouth out with water from the last one, but
a little ginger.
Oh well.
How about piss?
You got piss.
I think I just did that drinking the sours. Thank you very much.
I have an after the fact compliment to pay to the sours.
Mm. You love them?
Beautiful cans.
Yeah. Mm. They sort of look like they're bashed rock. It reminds me of Bonk's Adventure.
It's very Bonk.
You remind me of the first porno magazine I ever saw.
Yes, yes.
That was
yes.
The name of it. Beautiful cans. Come on.
Do you remember what the first porno magazine you saw was?
I think a Playboy, probably.
Not me. Gapers. Wait, what was the
Gaper first?
Yeah.
Oh boy, it's hard to follow that. You know, when you start looking at Playboy after you've been a Gaper subscriber for a long time.
Hey, where are the Gapers?
No, this is a very, very classic, iconic thing that I didn't know it at the time, but the first Playboy cover I ever saw, my friend showed it to me. And then years later, I remembered the picture, and it was fucking, what's her name? Jenny McCarthy.
Oh, it's funny how like there's like those big event issues. Like yeah. the first Playboy I ever owned, an older friend bought it for me on a band trip, and it was the Ginger Spice one.
Yeah, that's iconic.
Yet another like, oh, we got so-and-so.
I think the first like pornographic images I saw though was at a friend's house, and his dad had like a box of porno tapes, and we like we didn't watch the tape, but we just we looked at the just the sleeve of it
at the clamshell.
Yeah, no, it was a VHS, so it was like in the cardboard, and it was like, you know, huge cocks getting blowjobs, and I was like, this is fucking weird, man. I like. It was way too, it was like you were joking about the Gaper thing, Jeff. It was like a, whoa, this is like, I didn't even know people, first of all, did that. And that is a huge cock.
A funny thing about VHS tape porn is that there was, you know, like a VHS tape can hold a 2-hour movie, or at lower quality, it can hold 6 hours of video in like LP mode. It was, right. It was like SP, EP, and LP. So they used to put out porno tapes that were like 6 hours of porn on one VHS tape.
More for your dollar. Porn.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
More for your dongle. Okay.
I mean, these days we all pay so much for porn all the time. It sucks.
I know. My my DVD subscriptions are crazy.
Oh, Mike. Before we crack this one, did you remember the place we used to live?
Yes,
vaguely.
Were you there when Pam, our landlord, was saying that when
you told me about this? But no, it's a weird thing.
When she had to key into that place before we lived there, they got the previous tenant and said that there was pornography stacked to the ceiling in your bedroom.
But like tapes or
like the DVDs and Blu-rays stacked all the way to the ceiling.
Wow.
Damn.
And judging from the mail we got from him, he was like that kept coming like after he left. Like I think he was like a doctor or something. Like he would get alumni magazines from nice schools.
Dr. Dick.
Wow. Contains multitudes.
I heard someone was telling me that
doctors can watch porno too.
There was a house listed on Zillow that was like in Glendale that had belonged to like one of Disney's nine old men. He had like these beloved animators that you hear about that are the legendary like original animators that he used to hang with.
It was like Sleepy, Dopey, and Bashful.
Yeah. But they're all like these like kindly old men in cardigan sweaters, and then. The house, I think one of them like died and the house was on the market, and someone we know, maybe Eva Anderson, said that she like went to look at it.
I'm the one that wrote sex in Aladdin. That word really got me off.
I remember popping in the Aladdin tape to check that out, and I saw it and I said, whoa. Okay. And also the boner in Little Mermaid.
On the cover of like Little Mermaid, like the castle is like a golden dick.
There's that boner, and then there was also one.
Oh, the priest boner.
The priest boner, when it cuts to the side, you see it's actually his shoe. But in one shot, it looks like it was a boner.
He's got a shoe in his pants.
Yeah. Also,
there was also the little bee in Aladdin saying, go have sex or something, right?
Take off your clothes or something.
Aladdin is talking to the tiger and he's like, take off your clothes.
Take off that fur.
He wasn't really saying that, but it closed captioned it that way.
Oh.
Wow.
Clothes captioned.
Anyway, one of these nine old men, the house was listed in, and a friend of ours went and looked at it, and there was like a porno room. It was like every Playboy magazine ever. Like he was a collector.
Yikes.
But that's funny.
He's a scholar. He's a collector. He's a.
Yes.
He reads it for the.
He reads it for the pictures of tits.
Let's drink these sodas. I don't the can. I love the sour can. I think these cans are bad.
Oh, see, I like the font.
I like the Jurassic Park font.
I like the font. That's what I was going to say.
But what about the bubbles? I don't like the bubbles.
Love the bubbles. Come on, a little throwback to the 60s when Coca-Cola was invented.
Everything was shagadelic.
I like how each one has like orange has a little picture of an orange, lime, picture of lime, and the classic cola just has a picture of a bottle cap. I love it. Yes.
It should be the coca plant.
Okay. The coca plant. See, I have such high hopes for this.
Ooh, it already smells like a Coke.
Smells like a good Coke.
Oh, shit. That's a good Coke.
Oh, that's a good Coke.
Birthday boy.
Tastes like Diet Coke.
IFC.
That tastes like a Diet Coke.
Weirdly,
to me.
Why diet? I guess because they have chemicals. No sugar, right?
I think it's because like everything else tastes like that type of.
It's zero sugar. So this does taste like I'm going to say it tastes like a Coke Zero.
Wait. Cane sugar is in the ingredients, but then it has one carb, zero sugar. I don't know what the fuck's going on here.
Here's the thing about this drink, though. I do not like Coke Zero. Next.
Mike, Coke Zero is delicious. You're full of shit. This tastes like Diet Coke, not Coke Zero.
Well, either way, I drink regular Coke, and that's all. Does Coke Zero taste like regular Coke?
It doesn't have that diet taste that Diet Coke has. But then if you get used to drinking Coke Zero and then you drink a regular Coke, I could feel the sugar more like on my teeth, like texturally right. Almost.
Also, Coke Zero disappears into a nothing taste pretty immediately.
Yep. I mean, real Coke is the better one and Mexican Coke is the best of them all. But Coke Zero ain't no slouch. Here's what I wanted to say about this classic cola hard soda from Bud Light Seltzer. Part of me was wondering if it was going to taste like a rum and Coke, you know, like or a vodka Coke or a whiskey Coke, and it doesn't. It's just like an alcoholic soda, but there's not like a liquor taste to it.
Yeah,
right. It tastes like it's got that like malt liquor,
yeah,
chemical in a Coke.
I was about to blurt out the thought that was I'll save for final thoughts. Here we go. Oh,
good
cherry Great. Cola.
This one tastes or smells good too.
Smells fantastic.
Smells like it should.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Timmy Likey.
Hey. Mm. That's pretty close.
Pretty good.
Oh, I love it. That tastes like maraschino syrup.
That's pretty close to the real deal. A second taste isn't a second sip isn't as good as the first, but I'll go with it.
No, and that's true. It kind of like immediately cut in half. However,
how is that possible?
I'm going to say right now, that's my favorite sip of any of the Bud Light seltzers ever.
Okay. Mm. The T-Man coming
really
through.
Ever. Not just today.
Not just today, ever. Imagine it on the rocks, and then you add a little spice rum, make it a Calpe cordial.
Well, that's good.
Well, I feel like we're moving the goalposts on what a Calpe cordial is.
That's what's so cool.
Maybe that's what a Calpe cordial should be.
Yeah, Calpe cordial is like a Grateful Dead set. You know, it's like it's different every time you have
customizable.
It.
Customizable. Okay. You've said that since day one.
Thank you. Citrus soda.
Okay.
This is a soda I do not like in general.
Are we doing the do here?
I like
Why
Sprite.
Why do they say citrus soda? They should say lemon lime. That's what Sprite.
Ooh, it smells like shit.
Is this supposed to be? And I've got a piece of lint or a rock on mine. Great.
It does smell kind
of
bad.
One of the smells like one of the sours. Yeah. But like with bad milk in it.
Is this supposed to be Sprite?
Ooh, I think it's more Mountain Dew. Right. Now upon tasting it.
Fake lime. It just tastes like fake lime, maybe.
I don't know. That's not.
It's not Sprite-y, right? It's more Mountain Dewy.
It's more Mountain Dewy, and that's not bad.
Like mellow yellow.
Yeah. I'm a little confused as to why this one. This doesn't seem so hard to fuck up, and yet here we are.
I don't think it's that fucked up.
Mountain Dew tastes like piss, kind of, huh?
No.
Yeah, but it's got like a sweet sting. That no, sweet sting. Like
piss, and absolutely not.
And is it time?
See, this doesn't taste like Surge or Mellow Yellow or Sierra Mist or anything to me.
Yeah. It's its own new thing.
I'm getting Mountain Dew vibes.
It's serving Mountain Dew vibes?
Yeah. I'm ready to move on.
All right. Orange soda. Is it Sunkist? Is it Fanta?
Smells like a Fanta. Wanna Fanta. Don't you wanna?
Smells good.
Pervert.
Oh, yeah. I kind of like
that. That's kind of like an orange and cream.
It's fakey.
That's like a diet slice.
Yeah. Slice. Perfect slice.
Yeah, it's got some chemicals going on, but it's good, you know?
That's maybe tastes the most like what it's going for.
I agree. If you had a diet orange soda, it would probably taste like this.
This would sneak right past you.
That's pretty good.
In a lineup.
Oof. Okay.
I'm going back to this cherry cola. Let's see how it do.
I have had them all.
Well, before we've tasted 4 sours. We've tasted 4, let's be frank, hard sodas.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And it's almost time for us to announce our overall final thoughts, wouldn't you agree?
Rate and rank.
Rate and rank. But just before we did that, I was just reminded of an anecdote of mine. Did I ever tell you guys about the time I snuck down into Creed's secret vault and I came back up with like a tape stuffed in my underwear?
Creed's?
Creedens Clearwater or Creed?
Creed. Scott Stapp. I was at Scott Stapp's house.
Scott Stapp's band. Yeah. No, you didn't tell me about the time you went to Scott Stapp's band's basement.
I went to Scott Stapp's house and then I went down into Creed's secret vault.
Or does he live with...
They all live together.
The accountant, one of the accounting guys on
They share the vault. They all have their own houses and then they all share the vault.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So when I came back up, I had a tape hidden in my underwear, DVDs. And I guess apparently, well, it said on it, can you take me higher original version? And I was just reminded of this because you guys, one of you guys had mentioned the brand of... these seltzers we're having today.
Bud Light?
I think you were the one to mention it first.
Right. Anyway, it just reminded me of that anecdote. But yeah. I brought the tape. Why don't we play it?
Oh, okay, cool.
Great.
Can you drink Budweiser like that dog named Mackenzie? Can you drink choicest hops, rice, barley? Can you drink Budweiser? Our band name was a movie. Can you drink Budweiser? A film starring Michael B.
Did you guys follow every word of that?
He was in a movie starring Michael B.
Creed.
They said our band name was a movie.
God, our band name. Okay.
A film starring Michael B.
Michael B. Jordan.
Yep.
Good, that's good. I saw that movie. I liked it.
That's so crazy that the original version of that song sort of came out like 15, 20 years later. Then the other one.
Well, that must have been in development in Hollywood at the time, and they just could see the tea leaves.
Back then, it was going to star a 1-year-old Michael B.
But Jordan. I think you're right, Mike. That like if you work in music, you're kind of everyone's co-mingling with the film guys, and it's all backroom dealing. And you hear about
stuff. You know, the comedians want to be rock stars, and the rock stars want to be comedians. We know that.
Well, that was a tape cool. in my underwear, yeah.
That was a demo or a final release? I just asked because the sound quality was a little rough.
It was a demo.
It was a demo. Gotcha.
And also, you have to take into account that I hit it. I stuck it down my underwear, so my dick kind of rubbed all around the tape. Sure.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You might have had some, might even had some debris on the magnetic tape.
That's definitely true. And Mike, remember when you looked at that first porno and it had these like guys with these like huge cocks?
Yeah, yeah.
I have one of those.
Right. So it's getting all over the tape.
All over every inch of that tape.
So you got dick debris all over the tape. Yep. Okay.
Dick cool. debris.
Dick debris.
Hey, well, nice to meet you. My name's Dick debris.
Hey, put her there. Dick debris. Dick debris.
Dick debris.
Pretty good. He's good. That's the Dick character. Debris. Get him on. Dick debris. Come on and defend yourself, Dick.
Dick.
Okay, shall we
rank them?
Announce.
Do we take a break and then rank and Renette? Let's take
a break.
Even,
I'll be honest. Do I even need a break? I don't feel like I even need a break.
You don't, but I'd like to see what type of products are out there these days that our listeners.
We already
can
did
buy.
Two breaks.
We did?
Didn't we?
I guess you're right.
Yeah.
We went and got the sodas.
Oh, yeah. Forget everything I just said.
I bet the corporations would love it if we took a third break.
Yeah. Well, not going to happen. We're here for the fans.
They would like, hey, how about you guys don't talk on the show at all? It's just all ads 1 week.
Oh, yeah. Maybe, you know what? Maybe Bud Light Seltzer should be paying us for this. Yeah. We'll get into that with the legal
final
team.
Thoughts. Hey, I'll go first. This is really, the hard seltzers are clearly the winner. The citrus is the Achilles heel of the hard soda, and the blue raspberry is the champion of the sour.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
My sort of interesting little thing here is that they came so close with classic cola and cherry cola that I kind of want to taste a version that has sugar in it that closes the gap.
Put sugar in it.
That gets us there, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree. You know what's weird? You say that citrus soda is the heel, and it is. But if we were drinking the normal sodas, if we had Coke, Cherry Coke, Mountain Dew, and Slice, Mountain Dew would be the heel. You know? That's the worst soda.
Just as a soda? I see.
No, I don't know. Maybe it's pretty good.
Mountain Dew is pretty good compared to Coke.
I'm a Mountain Dew apologist.
But compared to Coke, Cherry Coke, and Slice?
Yeah, I would get it.
It's pretty good.
I've had way more Mountain Dew than Slice or Sunkist, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Both of you would rather have a Mountain Dew than a Sunkist?
Yes.
Tim, Dew rules. Get into it, dude. 1 million gamers can't be wrong.
I think we all have the same ranking. I think, Blue Raspberry was the best sour of a terrible, terrible seltzer pack that should have never been made. Cherry Cola is the best Bud Light seltzer product ever put on the market, and it's the star of the hard soda pack that won the challenge.
I am with you on the sours, but for me, the winning team is the hard soda. The MVP is orange soda.
I'm going to have another sip. Let's see.
Me too. I've been sipping that a whole time.
Because the initial Cherry Cola sip was great. Upon more sips, it's just too diety. This orange soda, is. I keep coming back to it.
Make your way down that can and get the diety. Down at the bottom, you're gonna bite down on a big Nutri-Diet.
I'm not planning on drinking past the words on the can.
What? You're not going to watch basketball? Michael. There's just all this fucking aspartame down at the bottom, but the Cherry Cola, man. Mm.
I'll say this. Bet they'd be good on some ice. And I bet you the sours would even come to life a little bit on some ice.
Yeah.
Oh.
I tell you what.
Hey, maybe evolve a mix together, a suicide of all of these.
Use the sours on ice as a mixer for some tequila or something, maybe.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. This Cherry Cola is great. I'll love it. Maybe the first time with any of these seltzer packs where it's like, I would drink this voluntarily.
Mm.
You know, I'm eating dinner, and what's my drink tonight? Bud Light Seltzer. hard soda, cherry cola.
Yeah. So the waiter comes up and says, "Yeah, yeah, you'll have the filet mignon with mashed potatoes and to drink, sir." And you would say, "But I'll have the Bud Light seltzer, hard soda, cherry cola."
I would say this at the fanciest French restaurant. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so funny that they still, like, the hard sodas, I think, have been the best pack we've ever done, but they're still just not right.
Yeah.
And maybe they were never supposed to be right. Maybe we were never supposed to get so close to soda. Maybe this is a new flavor that we're just not ready for.
It's weird because it's not seltzer, right? It's off in this weird world that branched off after the lemonades and the iced teas, but like, White Claw, it's its own thing, you know? And then the first original Bud Light seltzer pack was much like White Claw.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, did you like those original seltzers?
Yeah, we drank them when we were recording Paradiso, and we liked them. Like, we didn't love them.
Yeah. But, you know,
they're mellow on the flavor. The
drank a million of them.
Compared to this, they're like not sweet at all, and they're just cold and bubbly.
See, that's the thing is, I look back, and I'm like, these aren't that good. I feel like I like other Bud Light seltzers, but on the pod, we've always covered the weird prank packs. How do you weigh up cherry cola versus just a normal Bud Light seltzer cherry or White Claw black cherry? You like the cola better, T?
Next episode, we go through all the seltzers.
No, I like. Wait, are you saying of the Bud Light seltzers or of all the seltzers on Earth?
Well, I was going to say all the Bud Lights, but all the seltzers on Earth would be good too.
Yeah, I feel like if I love Bon Viv.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I love Topo Chico, and I gotta give it up for White Claw for being the OG. So yeah, like
a
White Claw black cherry. I drink that and I like it and I'm happy it exists.
Okay. I guess my question is like, but the standard Bud Light seltzer flavors are better than these, right? Or they're like, they're definitely better than most of the prank packs.
Mm. They're better than all the prank packs, but I am enjoying this cherry cola. Mm.
Fair.
Fair and balanced.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. Or at least tell you what Bud Light seltzers to go buy. And you can check out our Patreon, where you can listen to the Sloppy Boys Blowout, our weekly bonus episode, and Questions for Lennon, Michael's monthly bonus episode.
Oh!
Hey, who do we got on that, Mike?
We got John Gabrus this month.
Oh!
The Long Island fella himself.
The number one fuckboy?
His words.
Don't at us. And, with that, folks, we bid you adieu.
Yep. We have.
Yeah. So long, farewell. We laughed a song?
Goodbye, folks.
Jeff, I think that's where you should like edit it out. That would be a good ending.
Yeah, and right now maybe go, give it a fair point.
But cut this stuff. Don't do that thing where we didn't cut this, so now this is the joke.
If you didn't cut this, I just want to give a big shout out to all the listeners.
Yeah, all across the world.
And I just want to be like, yeah, I also want to be like,
can't get her.
and then I want to be like, give it up for your boy.
Yeah, that's what.
And then I want to be like,
Yeah. Okay, I think we all said all what we want to be like, right?
Yeah, but Jeff was gonna edit this. Jeff was gonna edit this anyway, this way before.
This is all gone.
Right. But like, as long as everyone's wants of being like are out, we're good.
All of our wants have been honored.
Oh shit, man! I think I had too many Bud Light seltzers.
I know, because we only had a couple sips of each, but that's probably a lot of.
Well, I think they probably interact in your stomach, you know?
Yeah, what is this, 80 proof? 5%?
Yeah. Anyway.
Give it up for your boy.